Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer in for John Schaefer. We turn now from authenticity in pop music to one of history's most mysterious composers, Dmitri Shostakovich. New York pianist Jenny Lin has just recorded the Soviet composer's 24 preludes and fugues, a 150-minute landmark of the modern repertoire. Jenny is no stranger to big challenges. Her previous recordings include Russian modernists, downtown New Yorkers, and a disc called The 11th Finger. She'll start us off with a live performance. Here's the fugue number 2 in A minor from the Preludes and Fugues of Shostakovich. Jenny Lin live in the Soundcheck studio performing the Prelude and Fugue number 2 in A minor by Shostakovich. Jenny Lin, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking for the past half hour about authenticity in music and what's real and what's not real. Shostakovich, somewhat of a man of mystery himself. Some people say that he was embedding codes, sort of satire about the Soviet regime in his work, but also other people pointing out that some of his work was done for the benefit of the Soviet regime. Which was it? Which is the real Shostakovich?
Well, he was such a mystery to a lot of people because he led a double life, the private and the public. And I think, you know, he was trying to survive in the Soviet regime. And if he didn't do what the government wanted him to do, he probably couldn't eat. And so at one point, you know, he would have to write pieces for the government. I don't know, something to celebrate the new plantation in Siberia, or, you know, to congratulate a new building. So he would have to write pieces for that. But then the private side of him is that it was a man who was very shy, who was very nervous, but who was the most creative and was written a lot of very personal pieces when he can.
Your new CD documents this massive work of his, this song cycle, 24 Preludes and Fugues. It takes more than 2 hours to perform if you do it in its entirety. Are there codes embedded in this. You talked about, you know, he can do that sort of playful thing where sometimes initials are embedded in music, or there's more than meets the eye, so to speak, in the music. Is that in the Preludes and Fugues?
Yeah, the history of the Prelude and Fugue is like this. It's definitely a tribute to Bach, because Bach wrote 48 Preludes and Fugues, and Shostakovich, he was representing Soviet Union as a diplomat in Germany, I think in 1950s, for a competition, a Bach competition. And it was to celebrate the 200th anniversary of Bach's death. And at the competition, he had heard this Russian pianist, Tatiana Nikolaeva, play. He was so touched by her interpretations of Bach, he decided that he would write his own 24 Preludes and Fugues, and which is what he did. And the interesting thing is that he only wrote 24, whereas Bach had 48. And numbers was a big deal for him, and the number 24 also in Chopin, the 24 Preludes. So all these were important factors that he, you know, that he wrote these pieces.
This is it's a rarely heard work. The recording history of it is kind of spotty until now, until your CD. Why take it on?
Well, you know, I think I was Russian in my past life. I'm not sure. I've always been fascinated by Russian history, culture, and music. And if you look at my recording history, and I've done music by Russian revolutionaries and Russian modernists. And in college, I studied Russian history and Russian films. But Shostakovich was a very obvious reason, is that he is our modern-day Bach. In some ways, these Preludes and Fugues, they were just as important to us now than Bach were to his days. And, you know, for a performer living in the present time, and it's natural to feel closer to this language that's only 60 years old.
It's a massive task, though. How do you prepare to take on this much work?
Well, it took some time, I have to say. I think very intensely for 6 months. And I've been thinking about these pieces for a long time. And they do take 2.5 hours. And even though Shostakovich himself said that they were not meant to be played as a cycle, I know people who do them, though I would think it's a little bit much for audience to sit through 2.5 hours.
Are you going to be one of those people? Have you done it, or will you do it?
I think I would love to do it, but maybe not in one sitting. Maybe spread it out in two parts during the day, or maybe two evenings.
And did you go back and listen to recordings of Shostakovich himself and do that kind of historical research before you recorded?
Oh, absolutely. I think I probably own all the recordings that exist of these pieces. And, you know, to record 2.5 hours of music in one recording session is very tough. And
in one recording session?
Well, in one period of recording session. Mm-hmm. I know people who have done it, in 3 days for the first part, and then a few months later the second part. I do remember a story. I think Keith Jarrett actually recorded these, and he mentioned it in an article that this is some of the most difficult things that he's ever had to do. So,
and how did you feel about that?
Well, I recorded the whole set in 5 days, and something like 6-8 hours a day. It was definitely very hard, but once you're in a groove, it was a very important project.
It's like being a marathon runner. After mile 15, you don't really remember anything after that.
Yeah, you're in that state of mind, and you just keep going, and every day you wake up in the morning, okay, I'm ready for the next six, I'm ready for the next three.
And someone in a windbreaker hands you some Gatorade every now and then. you're performing this Monday, the 20th, at Les Poissons Rouges. Are you going to play some of the Preludes and Fugues there?
Yes, this Monday is, I always like to celebrate a new CD with an event, and I'm going to play a selection of them at the concert on Monday. I rather call it a CD release party. Also, opening the concert is an excellent piano duo who will share the bill with me, playing some Bach transcriptions.
Stephanie and Sar.
Yes, Stephanie and Sar duo. And they will play Shostakovich transcriptions and Bach transcriptions by Kvartok. And we're also going to do six-hand piece.
Six-hand?
Yes.
Aha. Well, that it sounds interesting. That's Monday at Le Poisson Rouge. Right now here on Soundcheck, we're getting a sneak preview. Jenny Lynn at our piano. Will you play another selection for us?
Sure.
This is number 21 in B flat.
Yes.
The music of Shostakovich live in our Soundcheck studio. Jenny Lynn at our piano performing Shostakovich's Prelude and Fugue No. 21 in B-flat. It comes from her CD recording of all of Shostakovich's 24 preludes and fugues. Jenny Lynn joining us again at the mic. Jenny, I need to bring up something that you said earlier. You said you might have been Russian in a past life.
Yes.
You're very well-traveled. You were born in Taiwan, raised in Austria. You studied in Geneva and Baltimore. What keeps you coming back to Russia?
I think maybe I read something as a child, or maybe because, you know, there's the Chinese part of me studying a lot about Chinese history, and Russia was so close. And I even took Russian in high school, even though I don't remember a word. I think it's a feeling. There's something about the decadence of the culture and this very dark side of the Russian people. And I remember visiting Moscow a few years ago, and I went to the Moscow Conservatory, and I went to their concert hall. It was an amazing experience. I feel like I was traveling back in time. So,
well, speaking of traveling, in addition to Moscow, you just returned from China. What was your experience there? You know, you're known for not only performing, you know, well-known works, but also unearthing great works from sometimes relatively unknown composers. What did you perform while you were there?
Well, I was in China for about 8 days, and I was in 6 different cities.
Okay.
And it was my first tour, and the management that organized the tour told me that I had to prepare something very Chinese, and I didn't quite know what that meant. But at the same time, they said you have to prepare something very standard as well. And I believe in advocating the music of living composers very much, because I believe, you know, I live now in this world. Without us, there wouldn't be any composers. So whenever I have opportunities, I try to put new pieces on programs. And I saw an opportunity in China, so I took the first half, I played things like Debussy and Liszt. And then second half, I actually put a few contemporary pieces, and 2 of them by Chinese composers, by Chen Yi and Zhu Long, the husband and wife composer team.
But contemporary pieces.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And one of the pieces required that I use, that I play a gong, 2 gongs actually, with the left hand, and the right hand would be on the keyboard. So I think that was very impressive to the audience.
How was it received?
Oh, you have to imagine, China is, there are so many people, and it's a developing country, and everything was enormous. I think the smallest concert hall that I played in seats 800 people. So you can imagine, I mean, some halls were 1,000, 1,200, and it was filled with children, and people are so enthusiastic, and the way that they treat the artists is overwhelming. And after the last applause, all the kids will run on stage and to see who can get the first autograph. And all the parents, remember that China has the one-child policy.
Mm-hmm.
So that one child that every family has is really, you know, they treasure them, and they do anything for them. So these concerts were packed with families and their one child, and pictures and cameras everywhere. So when they heard this piece with a gong, you can hear reactions from the audience, and little boys would go, wow, very loudly. They would scream in Chinese, because I do speak Chinese, and I can hear the little boy saying, oh, you can do that? And I also play this piece by a Brazilian composer who actually lives in New York, called Arthur Campilla. And it's a piece where the pianist has to improvise with the right hand while the left hand uses a mallet to play inside the piano to imitate a jazz trio.
This seems to be something that's sort of up your alley.
Yes. You can imagine the audience and the kids were just overwhelmed. They didn't know what to think of that. And you know, the being quiet wasn't really a priority yet for these children, the etiquettes of concert going. So they would come out and shout their reactions in the middle of a piece, and during this Campella piece with the mallet, you would hear kids getting up and going, I want to do that. I want to do that.
One last question that I want to ask you. China is such a huge growth market for classical music, something like 40 million piano students in China. Does that give you hope for the future of classical music?
Well, you know, absolutely. I mean, the short version is yes. But I think a lot of these kids really need to look at the West more and really, really understand, you know, the true classical music, and not the way that it's almost like a factory over there. They're training these young kids, just practicing a lot. And so when I gave lectures over there, I told the kids to really try to go to concerts, listen to recordings, and read history books about composers, go to art galleries, and, you know, go to other type of culture shows.
Well, you can learn more about Jenny Lin on the Soundcheck page. You can also see her perform at Le Poisson Rouge on Monday with Stephanie and Saar. Also, her new CD of Shostakovich's 24 Preludes and Fugues is out now. Jenny Lin, thanks for being on Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, the new documentary Soul Power tells the story of the Zaire 74 Music Festival that preceded the Ali Foreman Rumble in the Jungle heavyweight title fight. The film's director joins us. Also, summer movies and a look at why great music sometimes becomes forgotten. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and yours truly with Alicia Abbott. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau. Join us again tomorrow.